Hey everybody, welcome to Module 1, Video 7, Oracle Abuse. In this video, we are going to be talking about oracle abuse, what it is, and how to avoid it. So let's get going. The first thing you need to know is that oracle abuse, just in its name, implies something not pleasant is going on for you when you are engaging in it. Just kind of like alcohol abuse. It's like an addictive behavior that all of us can get into when we approach the cards from a non-neutral point of view. So when you come to the cards with fear and anxiety or too much of an attachment because you want something to happen the way you want it, you're looking for a specific answer, what happens is some people start to take the cards and ask the same question over and over and over and over and over and over and over again, or putting the cards back and putting them out again, and I don't like that one, and that's called oracle abuse. And you can get into an addictive cycle when you give your power away to what the cards are saying too. Say, for example, that you're having an issue in a relationship. Say your partner is unavailable to you, and you're looking at the cards and asking them, like, what do I need to know about this relationship? Hoping that you're going to get a card that says, happy, happy, you know, soulmates or whatever. And you're not getting what you want. So you keep asking that same question. What do I need to know? What do I need to know? What's going to happen? And that actually is a very common question that we avoid here in Oracle School because we're not looking for a fixed relationship between us and the future. Everything is in motion. So there is a tendency when you get this into this addictive state, like what's going to happen? Tell me what's happening. It always comes from a state of lack of trust or fear. So when you approach an oracle, it makes it worse because you start with fear and then it makes more fear because you're still never getting the 100% answer that you want because it's reflecting also more and more of your own anxiety. So the cards themselves become tricksters. So you know when you're about to get into oracle abuse because you're not accepting the answer or the card that you got and you want another answer. You were looking for something else and you start asking the cards or putting the cards back. That's 100% oracle abuse. Or if you are not accepting things as they are in your life and you want to control an outcome, you want that person to love you, you want that job, you know, that's supposed to be for you. There's a lack of surrender in oracle abuse. So it's okay if you get into it. You can always course correct, which means you have to stop and give yourself a day or two off so that you get recalibrated and you can come back and you enter the relationship with your oracle in a more neutral, curious way. Like, I wonder what the cards are going to show me about this relationship. And then you're like saying, okay, I trust that the cards are going to show me what is true. Because you're basically saying, I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I don't trust that. And then you get into this bizarro relationship because what you're saying is you don't trust spirit. You don't trust the invisible world. You only trust what you want. And I have been there, so I know. I have done this before in my long relationship working with oracle cards, and that's why I coined the phrase oracle abuse, because I've actually done it. So do yourself a favor, stay away from the cards if you're feeling really super anxious or you're feeling like you're not getting the right answers. Give yourself a little bit of a break and then come back to them when you're feeling clear. So let's recap the video on oracle abuse. Well, oracle abuse implies something that isn't good for you. It's typically an addictive cycle that you get in when you are not liking the answer that you got. The way to avoid it is to take a break. And that's really all it takes, is a little bit of time off and then coming back to the oracle with more neutrality. And remember, spirit has a plan for all of us way better than we can imagine. Just look at your life, go back to your synchronicity timeline and trust spirit. Go like, oh my gosh, I got all these things, amazing things. And even like look at relationships. If I married 50% of those guys, well, all the guys, because the only one that I actually married that was good for me was the husband that I married. But all the ones that I thought were the one, if God forbid, if I got what I wanted, I would be miserable. So have a playful sense of humor too, if you do get into this, because remember, just that's interesting. We dust ourselves off and we keep going, because that's what this course is all about. It's not about judgment, it's about learning. So now we'll see you in the next video, and our final video is all about Facebook and how to work with it.